So please welcome Rachel Ross.
Story, which hadn't jumped out at me at first because they weren't the epic kind of stories spanning decades that I like to tell, but I think you'll agree they are right on point. So, story number one. I am the original rocker. I was, as a little baby, a child, a toddler, I was late to walk and talk, but I would sit Buddha-like in my little toddler rocking chair and rock and rock and rock. And my sister, who was not much older than me, could not pronounce my given name, Rachel. So she would sit by the rocking chair and push me gently and chant, Rocky, Rocky, Rocky. And I got the name Rocky, and I am still called Rocky by my family to this day. So I was Rocky before Sylvester Stallone ever made that name famous as Rocky Balboa. In fact, he was only 6 at the time that I got my nickname. So that's story number one. I am the original rocker. Now you'll be happy to know I graduated from rocking little chairs to rocking boats. A tiny red rowboat, to be exact. When I was young, around 8 years old, my parents had a home in Newport Beach outside of Los Angeles. And Newport Beach at that time was a sleepy little beach town, very low end. We lived in a little bungalow on a canal, and we had a little ramp that went down to a floating platform. The canal was very narrow. You could see the houses on the other side. It was only about 4 or 5 feet deep. And we had this rowboat, and I was a good rower and a good swimmer. And in those days, free-range parenting was the default mode. My parents would go off to work in Los Angeles, where they had their business, and leave us in the care of my maternal grandparents, who were very old world. Their idea of raising children was like a plant. You water it, you feed it, it grows. You don't have to do much else. So one day during the summer, my sister was off on a play date, and my grandma was taking care of my baby brother. My grandpa was playing cards. And I was struck with the bane of childhood. Boredom. I really wanted to do something. And I actually did have a best friend. He was a giant purple stuffed animal. He was a poodle, which I was 8 and he was about 3/4 my size. He was really big. He was like 30 pounds. I don't know how I got him, but he took up a lot of space, and he was my best friend. If you know Calvin and Hobbes, so he kind of would egg me on. Kids of that age, you know, we lived in our minds, magical thinking, and so I enjoyed doing a lot of things with Ivan. And this day, my first bright idea was to go for a row in the little red rowboat at the end of our platform there. So I decided to take Ivan with me. I carted him down the ramp and set him in the rowboat upright and cast off. Now, I had done this before up and down, and I didn't tell my grandparents where I was going. They didn't care, and that was just the way it was in those days. So I set off on the canal, and I had never gone past the 10 houses out into the bay. But this day, Ivan egged me on, and I was a strong rower, and we rowed past those 10 houses out into beautiful Newport Beach Bay. Now, this is 1960. Like I said, it was real low end. There were no multi-million dollar yachts, no cruise ships. It was pretty empty. All the fishing trawlers had come in. It was a really working class kind of place at the time, and the bay was calm and beautiful. It was afternoon. in the summer, and we got kind of out into the middle of the bay, and again, after rowing for a while, I started to feel bored. And I got my second bright idea. I decided to throw the oars out. I took them out of their little holders. I don't even know the right name for it. I'm not a sailor. So I threw one oar over here, and I threw one oar over there, and I figured I could rock the boat and make it move enough to get me to the oar. Little did I know of currents. And I did rock for a long, long time. And the current always kept the oars about 5 yards away. I really, with my short little arms, could not reach them, but they were always kind of within sight. And the current was sort of taking the oars and my little boat closer to the west. And I had another bright idea. I would use Ivan to help me get the oars. So I hoisted them up. I figured if I hold them horizontally, I could kind of maneuver and push those oars this way or that. Well, he was super heavy, and I almost lost him in the water. I managed to pull him out by his flappy ears. He was then 50 pounds because he was completely water-soaked. I put him back in my little ship, and I continued to try to rock the boat. I really don't know how long this went on, but you can picture the scene. I'm a little 8-year-old girl, pudgy, curly black hair, unibrow, buck teeth, sitting in a little red rowboat with a giant, soggy, purple poodle drifting out into the Pacific Ocean. My parents don't know, my grandparents don't know. I didn't know that I was in trouble. I really didn't. That's what magical thinking is like. I was still rocking the boat. I could still see the oars. Finally, a father with a teenage son who was coming back in on a sailboat from the ocean got close enough to silently assess the situation, and they maneuvered and got the oars and handed them back to me. And then, smart dad that he was, he took a line and tied it to the front of my little dinghy and towed me back to the canal where I told him I lived, and stayed at the mouth of the canal to make sure that I rowed back home. And when I got home, I lugged soaking, soggy Ivan up the ramp, left him on the patio to dry, opened the sliding glass door. My parents had just got home. There was a nice bowl of matzo ball soup on the table. I sat down. They never asked. I never told them until I was an adult what had happened, and they laughed. Like you. So you will be happy to know that I graduated to more important kinds of rocking, like rocking the public school system to make sure my two sons got a decent education. And I continue to rock the boat all the way up to the Oval Office in these times. So I would like to leave you with the moral of the story, which I again had to rack my brain for, but I would say that when you're going to rock the boat, make sure that it has a good purpose so that the waves and the ripples that you generate have a lasting impact somewhere. Otherwise, you might drift out to sea. And in that case, be sure to bring a big purple poodle for company. Thank you.